a Palestinian left in Palestine, and they are seeking to take control of the entire land from the river to the sea. As this was all occurring, Trump was displaying his new full pro-Israel war hawk cabinet in full this week. We've seen the likes of Mike Huckabee appointed as Trump's new ambassador to Israel, and he has said in the past that there is no occupation, an occupation which has now been recognized by the International Court of Justice. He has said that the West Bank is Judea and it belongs to Israel. Now, this will certainly please the far right in Israel, who are currently seeking to annex the entirety of the West Bank, who are seeking to escalate this ethnic cleansing campaign and this genocide. We also saw Marco Rubio appointed as Trump's new Secretary of State. In May, he likened the Rafah invasion, which was opposed by all Western leaders, at least in words, to the brave operation similar to when allies sought to defeat Adolf Hitler. This was an operation which massacred thousands of civilians, all of whom were displaced civilians forced to escape their homes in Gaza as Israel unleashed a genocide. It was a campaign where we saw children burnt alive in their tents, where they sought to seek refuge in safe zones. And we have the new administration applauding this operation. Now, we knew the Biden administration at the time did greenlit this massacre because they continued to fund Israel. But they were mask on in their approach with Israel. This new administration is mask off. It will not hold back one bit, and it will allow, encourage, and support Israel's aspirations to fully ethnically cleanse Gaza and the West Bank, to completely genocide Palestinians from the river to the sea, and to escalate an all-out regional war in the Middle East. And let me be clear, this does not somehow mean that the Biden and the Kamala Harris administration was any better. Over 30 days ago, they gave Israel a deadline to allow aid into Gaza, or there would be supposed changes into US policy. 30 days later, no changes were made by Israel in how it brought in aid to Gaza. And the Democratic administration decided there was no need to change its policy with respect to Israel. Blanket bullshit threats that Israel knew they wouldn't follow through, allowing them to continue to act with full impunity and to continue to fuel this genocide with the complete backing and funding of the United States. And this impunity that has been granted to them over the past 13 months is being used to kill. Because after this deadline, Israel finally let aid into north of Gaza. And you know what they did? They then bombed the shelters holding this aid, massacring over 24 Palestinians. But now, over the next 2 months, as we transition into a more aggressively far-right, pro-Israel administration, who will be fully masked off in their support for Israel, this will have deadly consequences for the Palestinians, and we must organize and fight back. This is certainly not the time to slow down. We must escalate in our efforts to organize against this genocide. The Australian government has the strongest military ally is the United States, and we know that with our policy, we follow behind it like it's a lapdog, like the United States' little lapdog on foreign policy. We have invested $500 billion into nuclear submarines in the interest of this imperialist warmongering AUKUS alliance. This is money that could be going into our communities, but instead it is being used to fuel war and to fuel terror. And this is why we must fight back and not allow our government, our present government, or any future government to follow through and steer more right on its policy to the state of Israel as the Trump administration comes in. We must continue to push that our governments fully cut ties with the state of Israel and demand that we do not follow the military policy of the United States, as we know they are going to fully back the escalations in this genocide and ethnic cleansing campaigns. I'd now like to introduce our first speaker, Nick Reimer. Nick Reimer is a long-term Palestine activist from the University of Sydney. And recently, for those who don't know, we've seen Zionists use a lawfare campaign to pursue him and his colleague John Keane legally for their opposition to a genocide by arguing that criticism of the state of Israel is racial vilification, a shameful attack on Nick and, of course, on all activists in support of Palestine.
Thanks, Amal. Hi, everyone. Let me start by acknowledging the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, the custodians of Sydney. This always will and always will be their land. There is no movement for Palestinian liberation, which is also not simultaneously a movement for justice and sovereignty and land back for Aboriginal people here. Let's talk about some of the enemies of Palestinian freedom. And what words, I wonder, can we even find to express our condemnation of Netanyahu and Smotrich and Biden and Harris? Not even a genocide satisfies these people. Imagine that. Even the apocalypse that they have engineered in Gaza for over a year now, even that isn't enough for them. So they've started all over again in southern Lebanon and in Beirut. Language just breaks when it tries to capture and do justice to this kind of obscenity in words. And what about Albanese? What about him and Minns and Wong and Dutton? Shame on them. They stand exposed. They stand exposed in their moronic formulas about a two-state solution or Israel's right to defend itself. They stand exposed in their miserable, slavish obsession with power, in their contempt for democracy, in their robotic worship of the police, in their instinctive hatred of protests and everyone like us who takes part in it. Ethically and intellectually, all of them, Albanese, Dutton, Wong, Minns, they are all worse than nobodies. But, in their unflagging mediocrity and opportunism, and in that alone, they are towering giants of mediocrity and opportunism. Why? Because they were given a choice. A choice between two things, justice and the short-term pursuit of political advantage. Which did they choose? Well, we know. They did not blink. They didn't blink, but they brutally drove their careers on over the bodies of tens or hundreds of thousands of Gazans and now Lebanese and over the rubble of their lives. Shame. They are moral delinquents of the first order and they condemn themselves. Shame on them. So, you know, these are the monsters and the losers and the sellouts that govern us. They are far more powerful than we are, but still, our movement has shifted them and we will continue to shift them. Most recently, in the government's move to recognise Palestinian sovereignty in the United Nations. But I think there's one thing we know, isn't there? It's that token resolutions in New York won't stop Palestinians and Lebanese being slaughtered. No UN vote is going to stop the IDF quadcopters as they shoot children while they're lying defenceless on the ground. No resolution will erase the permanent round of evacuation orders, or the sound of Israeli missiles shredding the air, or the screams of terror as they pulverize the next building, or the unbearable cries of agony and mourning that come as sure as night follows day. Albanese and Wong, they can parade their decision in the UN, but they won't lift a finger to stop our arms shipments to Israel, or sanction its depraved leaders, or do anything remotely real to stop this genocide. Nothing remotely real. And they won't do this because there simply isn't enough pressure on them to do so. Everywhere we look in our society, the business world, the media, the arts sector, universities, what do we find? Abject capitulation to Israel and its propagandists. You know, I couldn't be more disgusted. The Australian elite, what do? They preen, they strut as self-proclaimed guardians of our democracy, but then they buckle and fold at the very first demand that they justify this genocide. They are calmly overseeing the unravelling of basic democratic freedoms in this country, and they're doing that at the very moment that Trump is about to unleash forces of hatred and irrationality which are arguably more dangerous than at any time in the post-war history of the left. I wonder, is there anything more sickening than the great and the good of this island who can do no better than to shrug their shoulders at genocide because, you know, genocide is just part of the cost of doing business? Words fail me, my friends. I'm talking about the leaders of the medicine faculties who train our doctors, who refuse point blank to criticise the destruction of the healthcare system in Gaza. The media organisations that are full of opinions on everything except the hundreds of journalists getting mown down since October the 7th. The university leaders who quash student protesters for justice under their thumbs. The politicians who callously mouth, "lest we forget," while defending arms sales to Israel. The deafening silence from the elites of this society, who you never hear the words Gaza or Lebanon from, almost. Except, of course, in order to lecture us that we are irrational or divisive or ignorant or unbalanced when we campaign about those two countries. Now, I'm almost done, but I do just want to mention what Amal introduced me with. A few Zionist cry bullies who work at Sydney Uni are currently trying to take me and my fantastic colleague John Keane to the Human Rights Commission for racial vilification because we have dared to oppose this genocide. As Amal said, it's classic warfare, and it's based on baseless and contemptible arguments that say that John and me and everyone like us are toxic anti-Semites. That's what we're supposed to be, comrades, toxic anti-Semites, because, and they say, what they say is that when we criticise Zionists, that's not what we really mean, my friends. Oh no. What we really mean, they have to tell us this because we don't get it, right? What we really mean is that we're criticising Jews. Now that is not only utterly false, it is a disgusting slur with no other intention than to silence and intimidate us. And I have a message for the half dozen or fewer complainants from the University of Sydney. This is not going to work. Just drop it now. This is not going to work. They will not intimidate us for a single solitary moment. They want to turn the Australian Human Rights Commission into a propaganda agency for genocide and apartheid. They want us to accept that they are the victims, and they try to posture as courageous defenders of principle and anti-racism. Bullshit, bullshit. Nothing changes the fact that by going after our movement, they are legitimizing the slow extermination of Palestinians in Gaza and the ruin of Beirut and Tyre and southern Lebanon. They are exposing themselves as fascist foot soldiers doing Netanyahu's work in Australia. Shame on every single one of them. They will never succeed. Our movement has an impressive range of enemies, doesn't it? These Zionists and their craven allies in politics rely on the support of social elites and on the silence of everyone else. And our movement can only grow if it holds them to account, and it can only hold them to account if it grows. Most people don't come to these weekend Palestine protests, right? They just don't come. They don't just not come to the protests, they don't do anything active at all to end this genocide. Though they're always very ready to tell us how supportive they are. We've got to change that, not just by protesting on Sundays, but by taking the struggle out into every corner of this society, so that wherever anyone turns, in workplaces, at sport, in unions, in culture, in religion, as well as on the streets, no person can stay silent. No one can avoid the question of whose side they are actually on. Now, the fantastic picket at Bisalloy earlier this week, which did actually disrupt directly arms shipments to the Israeli occupier. Congratulations to every single activist involved in that. That picket this week was an inspiring example of exactly what we need, as well as these weekend protests. Thank you for listening to me, my friends. End the genocide. Hands off Lebanon. Free Palestine.